Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande.
Well, thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. And thank you guys for checking out our website, CannabisTalk101.com. As Blue said, we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Because we have so many great articles and blogs and videos. Everything on there, you're going to love it, folks. And call us up anytime just to say hello, 1-800-420-1980. And check out our Instagram pages for daily news and so much information. Of course, that's at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And I got to remind you guys about Advanced Nutrients, the first and only complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes the phases of the vegetative and bloom cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more, of course, at advancednutrients.com.
Yes.
On the show right here at CanMed, folks, this right here, not only have we bothered them, pissed them off, made them smile, made them cry,
made them
do everything, but we also share the same passion with these folks that have been next to us all weekend long. They are the folks that are basically doing everything with CanMed. I mean, the director of marketing, for God's sakes, Kyan Anderson McKernan. Thank you so much for joining us and walking around here all aggressively and yelling at me for being so loud. And I apologize again. Once again, I'm the worst. But thank you for dealing with us. That being said, thank you for being here, Kyan. Brendan McKernan. Is Brendan the husband?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know the other brother was. Is there something going on with them both?
As of now, they're still married.
Well, Brendan, how about this? I apologize to everybody, but first off, Brendan McKernan. Now, this is good, you guys, because Brendan, we got some good stuff written up on you, and I just think this is awesome. Brendan has spent his entire career utilizing world-class operating principles in the life science and clinical diagnostic industries, which is also fantastic. Now, the medicinal genomics team, which is his brother as well and wife, everybody basically that's right here, who I haven't introduced his brother yet, who's the big smarty pants show off, but I'll get to him in a second. But the team has an amazing attention to detail to ensure that medicinal genomics can, and what is genomics before I keep saying it 10 times and I don't even know what it is.
I'm going to let my smarty pants brother talk
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, Mr. Smarty Pants, before I even continue and read your big old bio, explain what the company name is exactly.
So genomics is a study of all the DNA in a particular cell. You've got probably 30 trillion cells, and you've got about 3 billion letters of DNA in every one of them. Cannabis is... I don't know if cannabis plants might have that many cells. I'm just going to guess, and their genome's a little bit smaller. It's about 800 million letters in every cell.
And that's what that means.
That's what that means.
That's
yeah.
what that word means. Okay.
It is.
So the team, they spent a lot of attention on what big brother, little brother said.
Little brother. Are you talking size or age? I mean, come on.
I'm just going.
This has been going on for years.
Oh, yeah. At what stage did you get bigger than your big brother? I've been there myself, too. Because little brother got bigger. Yeah. That's what's so great. Well, I'm bigger than my bigger brother now. And that's the funny thing is, you guys ready for this? That's the exact dynamic in my household. I'm the baby of the family, and I'm by far the biggest.
So. Huey, baby Huey.
College 15. I may have been college 20.
Nice. Well, little big brother Brendan has had the opportunity to work with incredibly bright scientists, entrepreneurs, and business professionals while building a big bioscience agent corp personal genomics, what is this, Cardigan Life Science and Medical, you're just doing all kinds of stuff in this field that I can't even pronounce and speaks so fluently. Then Brandon holds a BS in Management Science from what school is that college? Mecklenburg?
Muhlenberg.
Where the hell is Muhlenberg?
That's down in PA, Allentown.
Oh, so you're an East Coast guy.
East Coast guy, yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. And an MBA from Rensselaerswalde College in Management while attending a bunch of other schools, receiving the Delmar W. Cargo Award. What is that? What is that big award that you received?
I don't know. The school thought I did a pretty good job, you know, getting my MBA and managing all the students, and it was a leadership and technology award.
And that's why I asked, because you wouldn't mention if it wasn't something dope from the school that gave it to you, and I appreciate things like that, because you don't get awards like this from places that just give them out for bullshit reasons. You know, you don't. It's not a participation award.
No,
it's you know what I'm saying?
Not in college,
and
right?
And that's why I wanted to hear what it was, because
not everyone got a gold star at the school. Just gonna say.
And not everybody got the William F. Glaser. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that as well. I mean, you've done so many things. I just got to hit myself with my own cane because I'm just getting tapped going, you're just an amazing guy. And then we have your little big brother, Kevin. Yeah. And Kevin now is the CSO and founder of the company. How did you find, you just came up with, I mean, you obviously said all this stuff. And the reason why he said all this stuff, he's pioneered the genomics of cannabis and hemp to build a stronger scientific environment. It is right there with what the world needs. Building more scientific, what CanMed is always doing here too, which is all the family that you guys built and created to do this, which is so awesome. And you guys do this. Previously, Kevin was the CSO of the same other company that you started as well with your brother, it looks like.
Couldn't say the name for him.
Yeah, right?
Thank God I'm not reading this, because it'd be way worse.
Cardigan Life Science Incorporation was the vice president and director of R&D at Life Technologies, where he managed the development of Life Technologies' next-generation solid sequencing technology integrated of solid R&D process. Kevin oversaw over 100 research collaborations exploring the new biological frontiers with next-generation sequencing, and saw particular excitement and traction in human tumor sequencing. Kevin is a smart, beautiful man. Kevin initiated an R&D project. I just threw that in there. You're right. I just, when I read something that good, I just started laughing.
You're leaving me out of that? I get no beautiful?
Look, he has hair. You don't.
You got the award.
You got a hotter wife.
He has a hat on.
He's got a hotter wife, he said.
Got you. Okay. Little brother doesn't have you.
He doesn't even have,
he's got hair. He's got you. You know what I mean? Let's just go.
All right, we'll go.
Little brother has a good looking guy. He's got a good-looking wife. There we go. Yeah, I mean, let's just keep it fair. Everybody gets a little something.
Just a little bit, Joe.
Let's see it. Hold on. Oh, better yet.
Yeah, look at now.
What did he say? Did he have a full head?
That's
or
right.
Oh, no, you missed it. You missed the whole light up. You missed it. Matter of fact, it's bad where he needs to get clippers or that thing. At least Big Brother did it right. Follow your Big Brother's footsteps on that hair group. But bottom line, you guys are doing amazing things in this industry. And thank you guys for joining us. There's so much more I can go on. Kevin was the president and CEO of all these other things, and you're doing. And once again, I just want to get into it, you guys. Thank you so much for being here and doing interviews. And if I'm not mistaken, all that being said, clarify this in my head. I believe you guys are the ones that are throwing CanMed. As
that's
well.
Right.
This is
so
this
that,
is
now,
their
now that I know that, right? So now
well,
that I know
a,
that.
It's a group effort. I mean, there's a big team of our.
But you guys are the pioneers.
Takes a tribe.
Takes a tribe. Yeah. You guys are the ones that put this together, right? So all the stories that I've heard of from Big Mike, of the companies that we came to and doing this all together, you were the one speaking last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
On stage, I seen you talking.
Which, by the way, was a fantastically put together speech.
Thank you.
You outdid yourself. I was just like in awe, like wow.
Laughing, crying. It was great.
It was great. Yeah. And then to come to find out, go ahead. I'm not going to steal it from you.
I had food poisoning all day, so I was in bed all day until a couple of minutes before the event. Cayenne got me up, gave the speech, went back to bed.
And I thought you were just sweating up there on stage for no reason.
Oh, no, I'm trying to hold on, man. I thought I was going to faint.
I was like, he was shaking his boots so bad. I'm like, he going to poop his pants? I'm going to take him to the restroom or something.
Did you know? You didn't notice anything. You're making that up. He did really well. I'm telling you, I was like, wow.
No, I had no
egg
for knowing that.
Well put together.
That's even double thumbs up. Because I don't care what your wife was saying about you earlier. You did a great job on that speech.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic. I didn't say that, baby. I swear, no. That was phenomenal. And to top it off, you guys, I want to say this right now. This has been the best experience expo that we've ever been to because this to us is, I feel like we're the other side of the cannabis thing that we've been a part of so much, meaning the culture side, right? Our show
well,
is...
It, but we always say that. It's not really the culture. Not like really, we deal with all the CEOs of all the companies. So this is more of the
scientists of the CEOs.
Yeah, this
of companies.
Is like the like scientists.
The real part.
Yeah, and I've been to some of the doctor, you know, stuff. But like even this one, like when they start breaking the plant down, I'm just like, you know, I had amazing. No clue. I feel just embarrassed.
Embarrassed to
what's he, what are you over there saying, Pete? Go ahead.
No, I just don't think you should be embarrassed. I think the part of this conference is to make sure that we get all these scientists and doctors and cultivators in one room. And lab safety people to talk about the cannabis industry and move it forward.
How did you guys get this idea, though? Where were you sitting at home? How did you guys come up with it? Who was the one?
Well, when did it start? This is back in the Harvard.
7 years ago, right?
Inspired when you by your dad.
Yeah.
It was inspired by your dad, really.
Fortunately, our dad had stage 4 prostate cancer.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and we wanted answers. And we realized the community we needed to bring growers all the way through doctors together to kind of find answers and find solutions.
How did you target them? Because I'm so curious on how you got all these wonderful people here. How did that go?
How do we start that?
How do you target to get this audience?
So there's a little bit of a history even before our father got sick, as we were doing a lot of sequencing in the epilepsy and mitochondrial disease space. We had a clinical laboratory that was sequencing these kids to try and find out which mutations were driving their disease and if that would help them select different drugs. So we ran into a lot of people that had that were using CBD at that time. This is back kind of like in the Sanjay Gupta era, if you will, and Charlotte Webb. And
which
so
have been guests on the show.
Yeah, yeah. So that got us aware of all the physicians working in the space and familiar with them. And so we decided to have a conference to try and bring together the genetic sequencing on the patients with the people that were, utilizing the medicine in the field. That got us to know Bonnie Goldstein. That got us to know Ethan Russo. That got us to know many of the people we've already spoken to at the conference.
Sure.
And Raphael Mechoulam helped your dad.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and so many other famous doctors and so many, pharmaceutical, this and that. We're live at CanMed in Pasadena. The next one's going to be in Florida, folks, so you got to be looking out for this. You got to go to it. Hear me now, believe me later.
We heard the inside word. I'm not sure.
Is that supposed to be out there?
No, that wasn't. I don't know if that's supposed to be out there yet.
I'm just kidding.
No. We might have to strike that.
Cannabis Talk 101.
We're working on it.
We'll be right back with the folks from CanMed. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Well, somebody needs to tell you about Cali Effects, you guys. The full and bar broad spectrum, of course, hemp-extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 other elements that are naturally derived from the plant. You guys, go feel the effects with Cali Effects and go check them out online at CaliEffects.com. You guys, we were just saying about the CanMed and everything that you guys have been doing. sorry, first off, for your father's loss. To once again go on how this comes about. It goes back to the story that I've been saying. All feel like so many people I interview. Something bad that happened. Look what you guys created from it. So your dad's loss is everyone's gain here, and I didn't realize that your dad's loss is the CannaMed Foundation of what this is about. And to me, this has been the most educational brain food event that I've ever been to in my life. I feel like this should be 10 times the size of MJ BizCon.
Yep.
This should be the held at Disneyland, for God's sakes. And make it a whole weekend.
Oh, Disney Florida.
There it is. But I mean,
we can make it kid friendly. I'm sure it's possible.
You know,
and how you get these doctors involved. How did you guys find the doctors that were only, not only, but to convince them to come speak publicly, because they have so much to risk?
No, they do. I think a lot of people have to take risks and risk basically their reputation to come into this space. And I don't know. We were fortunate with meeting Dr. Mechoulam, who introduced us a lot of folks in the field. And obviously, he's been in this game for a long time.
It's 90 or something, right?
Yeah, 90. He discovered this epilepsy back in the 70s, that cannabis actually was effective.
He actually discovered the endocannabinoid system.
Okay. CBD and THC. And then, of course, I think he was involved in one of the earlier clinical trials with CBD in Brazil. So there's a long history there. But I think another key component of it is we had a history in the biotech space, having commercialized some sequencing technology out of Harvard. So we had some good rapport there, and we were able to get the first CanMed launched at Harvard Med School. And I think that kind of appeased a lot of people's, I'm not going to go to a barn and talk about this. I'm going to see, let's go drop the bomb right on Harvard's doorstep.
We're not faking it. We're coming straight in.
It doesn't get any bigger.
That's huge. It doesn't get any bigger. You know who's educated me in this space in a major way, and I'm sure you guys know Dr. Uma.
Yes, she attended the first CanMed.
We know her well. She's great. I mean, Dr. Uma and I worked side by side with each other for a couple of years, and she's just one of the most intelligent people I've met in the space, I feel like I'm surrounded by 1,000 of them here. Literally, I'm like walking around like, oh my God, and I'm like. And that's the only thing I could relate to, because we get to meet a lot of intelligent people on the show. But again, mainly company operators, like brilliant business owners, brilliant people that have, created amazing companies.
Doing it for the love and helping advance the, plant and medicine and supplying
medicine.
But the
molecular bubble.
But they don't talk like this. They don't talk like people talk here.
They start saying
it's a whole different lingo here. Yeah. Like, you guys are the real lingo, the medical terms of this plant. That's everything that we as a show want to push out to people to say, you guys.
Certainly.
Those who want to smoke weed, smoke weed. Don't get it wrong. Yeah. We're for that. But we're really for the medicinal value and seeing how it could help a woman, a man, a kid, a pet, a dog, a cat, a mouse, or whatever. Let's see what this plant can do. And I feel like this CanMed is the first expo that's pushing everyone and pushing that envelope forward.
Well, I think one of the more powerful things about CanMed is really trying to approach it from bench to bedside, right? Where you've got four focus areas: science, medicine, cultivation, lab safety. And we're really bringing the brightest minds in the cannabis industry into one room, and they're collaborating with each other. And that collaboration leads to, inevitably, improved patient care, which I think is something that we're all, passionate about, and helping people. And that's something that... I mean, they've been doing well before I came on the scene in 2016, but I think that's really the brilliant minds need to come together and know what everyone else is doing and researching so that we can then move forward from that and then improve, patient care.
Joe and I often, ask this question to people, and I want to throw it at you guys to kind of see what your thoughts are. Is there going to be a day where we can go to, our pharmacist or, to the CVS and go either over the counter or behind the counter and say, here, take two of these for your headache in cannabis, right? Do you guys see that happening in the cannabis industry?
I see a lot of promise in that front, just from what Bonnie Goldstein was showing, is they now have data that shows certain biomarkers you can get out of your saliva can help direct cannabinoid care. That's like new from like this year, that's phenomenal. We haven't had that type of information. In fact, that type of information doesn't exist on a lot of the other drugs you take.
Right. Kevin, it's just crazy to say when you say that, like it's new this year. Like we're learning new stuff this year, 2022. Yeah. Kevin says new information.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to direct the cannabinoids toward headache? I'm sure they'll come out with that. We saw something from Dedi Meir last night where they found some new novel cannabinoids. We don't even know what their names are yet, but they're probably the molecules more responsible for sleep as opposed to CBN. They happen to be oxidized products that probably end up in the extractors that end up oxidized with CBN. So CBN looks like it might be this marker that tracks with these things. He's calling them go to sleep 1 and 2.
Yeah. I saw that. Was amazing, by the way. Was very intelligent speaker. What was his name again?
Dedi Meir.
Yeah, he's a brilliant mind.
Yeah.
He has a lab, too, right?
Out of Israel. He's got a great lab. Yes. Yeah, Technicon out of Israel.
I loved it when he showed the picture of his whole team there, too, when he showed that picture of his staff.
Or his grandma at the end, too.
Yeah. His mother said, I'm not feeling good because I don't need to take it anymore. Who have you guys met that you guys go, oh, my God, because you guys are reaching out now to the biggest names that this space has ever seen medically.
Yeah.
You guys have had them here, which is crazy to think, right? You guys can reach out and those names say, oh, I want to go to you guys. You guys are the Harvard. You guys are the top notch. So as you guys get to meet these people, what is something that you've heard, like that you just said right there, Kevin, 2022, here's some new information. Maybe it was 5 years ago when you started, but what was that baffling information that you first heard? Like to me, that was new, the saliva in the mouth. That's very intriguing. I like that. What was that one that got you to be like, holy smokes, I can't believe this is coming from that.
You want to go on the? Give it a shot. I've got my favorite, but I've already thrown one out there.
Go for it.
So you got one locked and loaded, Kevin. That was a good new one.
All right, I was going to defer, but I'm on the plant genomic side of this. So what I really love is we're now, if you look through all the other agricultural crops, we've had the benefit of legalization where you can play around with these genome modifications, not necessarily GMO, but most of the stuff that you eat is usually triploid or it's octoploid. They've had these genome doublings. Okay, and that changes them in terms of they're usually seedless when you do this, like seedless watermelon is this way. It also means they tend to get really much bigger sometimes. So
grapes, the whole nine?
So everything that you've been eating has had these types of duplication events in the past. Cannabis has never really had that, and except for now, until 2022. You've seen Seth Crawford show that they have got triploids under control now. They're now in fields all over the country, and they're getting field reports back showing that they have higher yield. They have less seeds. So this is going to really change the price point on cannabis and the types of cannabinoids that can be made at scale. They've got some of the varins that are coming out now. CBDV is out in the field now.
Yeah.
Now it won't be long before those get crossed into the THC varietals, and we get all the varins out of the THC varietals as well, and we get the triploids for those and the octoploids. So that's a kind of an agricultural, I'd say, breeding gun that just went off, that has gone off 20 years ago for all of our other varietals that we're doing when it comes to like to conventional agriculture, but only really recently reached cannabis's door.
That's so interesting. Yeah. That is so intriguing to think. Why do you think it barely knocked on that door and it's a plant, you're growing? Same concept as the concept.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of lab manipulation that was harder to do under prohibition. But now that these rules have been released,
I guess the prohibition would have been the cannabis. I see what you're saying. So it wouldn't have been found out so easy.
The research is, they're allowing us to research this plant. Right, and before it was only being researched in our garages, or underground breaking,
or in
bat.
Mexico in big fields too,
or wherever. Yeah, it was happening.
Homies over there, the cartel.
Yeah,
those are your homies, Joe. Just because I'm Puerto Rican,
because I'm Mexican. What about you? You met somebody as you are so in tune with every person probably that's here as you're the marketing director for this event. I'm sure you just deal with so many people and hear so many amazing stories, from the life-saving story, which we've heard here countless times, to the stories that you just heard your brother-in-law say about advancing technology. What is it that wowed you so far?
Well, I think that Dedi Meir, I was very intrigued by his talk about breast cancer as a personal experience. I think that he is on the cusp of developing things that are so forward-thinking and that are going to help a tremendous amount of women out there. So that was my particular moment. I think, obviously, Dr. Rafael Machulam, when he came last year, he's our founding advisor for CanMed. He's kind of just like a rock star for this type of
92 years old.
You know what I mean?
Like 92?
He's like 92, but I mean, still
going to work every day.
Pretty impressive. So that would be my vote.
It's like I just only wish.
And that's very good. What about you, B?
I think I have to go back to the beginning of CanMed. I mean, I was kind of new to cannabis. You know, Kevin had to open my eyes to it. You know, I
kinda... Little brother used to smoke, and you'd be like, what are you doing, dude? Dad's going to get pissed off at you. Shut up.
Well, I bit into mainstream media. I didn't understand the potential of the plant. And it wasn't really until Kevin kind of showed me the papers and the studies and said, you need to read this stuff.
Literally the rolling papers and the papers.
It turned out both were great.
Yeah. So. They both worked.
You know what? Kevin wasn't lying, babe. These are awesome.
What? She's like, what?
So go ahead.
But the early stages of really the first CanMed is when I really learned a lot about epilepsy. And our previous company, Quarterogen, was focused on sequencing kids that had epilepsy. And many of them were drug resistant, so they were on a dozen different drugs trying to control seizures. And then we saw the real power what cannabis could do. And then we got to know, you know, Ralph Ilmachulam, who actually did work, you know, back in the 70s on you know, cannabis works. You know, kids with... Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut, you could stop the seizures. Yeah. That was a total game changer for me.
Seeing it's that, just, so yeah. We had a guy on named Joe G from MJ's Wellness is the company that he has, and we seen his anecdotal evidence that he had saving these kids from seizures.
Oh man!
And as you say, when you see that, if anybody hasn't out there witnessed it, it is the most like you. If you don't shed a tear, you're not human,
right?
I mean, if you don't shed a tear. When you see and read the stories and watch the things, it's like, whoa.
It's crazy.
So yeah. When you say that to me, I'm like, yes, going, yes. And we've heard these stories here, and this is the type of program that you're going to get when you come to CanMed.
And there's been refugees from all different states, right, that have, you know, I mean, when we first started this show 8 years ago, I had people coming on the show from different states, like, you know, from moving from Texas, moving from, you know, Arizona, moving from, you know, Florida to California because of the Proposition 215 and allowing the act for these children to you know, they, not necessarily for the children, but at least for them to start growing safely and kind of have medicine. And I was able to meet, like, I don't know if you guys have met Sadie and all these different, like, children that are, you know, utilizing cannabis. And it's just, like, so enlightening because I tell people a lot of, when I started in cannabis, this is pre my dad dying. This is me trying to get, a money grab, you know. It was a money grab. That's what I knew, right? It was because I was dealing cannabis, and I wasn't, you know, there was no licensing, there was just sell weed, you know. And then it was like, you know, and then all of a sudden I had storefronts, and my storefronts had, you know, real patients coming through, and I'm sitting there talking to these people, and they're talking about their illnesses and how they can't have an appetite unless they have cannabis. And I'm going, at first it's like, yeah, right, this dude's trying to get some free weed, and you know, and then you're like, you know, and then you're like, hold on a second, like Marty really has AIDS. Marty really goes to AIDS clinics. And then I started going with these guys to these clinics, and I started, you know, outreaching, and I teamed up with Normal. I mean, this is in, you know, years and years ago, but you know, life completely got to a point where I was like, man, I started giving it away, and I'm just like, here, just take it. Like, people are coming in, I'm like, if you bring a, you know, recommendation in here and you show me your real doctor's files, like, I'll support that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then the word got out, and next thing you know, I was like, holy shit, I'm gonna go out bankrupt here, you know. And, you know, but
they had the best and worst ever.
Yeah, it was like, you know, my staff's looking at me like, dude, we gotta pay, you know. And I'm
hey, Blue,
like,
we gave everything away.
Yeah, and I'm like, what, you know. So but there was that time where I kind of was, you know, again, I was in the money grab. I went through these motions, and mind you, I was young. You know, I'm almost 44 now. I am 44 now. Damn,
just turned 44.
My birthday was the other day. And so, you know, we're talking from, you know, the age of probably, you know, 17 to, I don't know. I probably stopped, you know, being involved in touching the plant maybe
10. 43. Oh, my bad. Oh, you just said you were 44.
Well,
huh?
You know, my brother still has a farm, but I don't, you know, so.
It's still all under the right name, but the other
no,
right.
But I think, again, it's just like, you know, if you're doing it for the right reasons, I think it translates. You start to change your vision and your focus. And of course, you know, we share something that both of our parents have died. And your brother and I spoke, you know, but my father died of cancer as well, and it was lung cancer. And, you know, on his deathbed, he's like, son, you have this amazing ability, but do it the right way. Like, stop doing it the wrong way. And I'm just like, how? You know, I didn't understand how. Like, all I knew how to do is I could grow pot. At one point, I imagined 1,000 lights that were underground, you know, and they're like, you know, but do it the right way. Like, and I'm like, how? Exactly. You know? You know what I mean? It's like, how, you know?
Yeah, this is illegal shit.
Yeah. and what he kept telling me is just go do it. And then, and finally I went, I was, you know, I ended up getting one of the licenses, the pre-ICO licenses in Los Angeles. I started opening up these things, and then I had all these investors, and they coming at me, and you know, the culture vulture word starts coming out. So this mindset of all these people offering money to try and get at my thing, and I'm like, damn, they're offering me $1 million for a license right now. And I'm just like, okay, you can have it. You know? I was like, goodbye. And then, you know, but I think, you know,
here's the chairs in here too.
What you guys are doing here is, again, is you don't, I don't know if you know how many influenceable minds that you're influencing. You're even challenging some of the most educated minds to challenge each other in these rooms, because they were doing it on our show. I mean, they were challenging each other on our show about things that they both agree. And then they're asking us, well, what do you guys think? And we're going, well, shit. And
they're using all these big words. I'm like, well, I mean.
We're like, I'm not sure what you said right now.
Exactly what you said, but,
but I mean, we could take a vote. You know, we've got a bunch of listeners that might know, you know. And so I just sincerely want to tell you guys that, you know, I appreciate that what you're doing for our community. It, you know, and it's something very special. It's very special, you guys, and it means, it's dear to my heart. And again, I can't thank you enough for putting this beautiful event on.
Yeah,
you
know, and let's take a break.
Thank you.
And let's take a break real quick and come right back with you guys. We're here all the way live at CanMed in Pasadena. It's Cannabis Talk 101.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
You guys, turn that typical into something special. You know what I'm talking about, right, Blue?
Yes, I do.
I know you do, but everybody else out there, when it comes to something special and you want to infuse the products, well, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, loranoils.com. Now, we're here with the folks from CanMed, the brothers, Brendan and Kevin, the beautiful wife, Cayenne. What's next for you guys here? Because I feel like you've had the biggest names in the cannabis space so far. Blue said it so well. You've had the best minds debating each other here. You hear them on stage. I heard Big Mike commentating. He has the people. He's asking them questions. It's like the battle of the minds here, right? And excelling to the next level. Where do we see this going? What can we expect from you guys?
I think next year everyone's going to have to construct their own lightsaber to get in. So we're just going to up the bar a little bit.
And Kevin, you know what? I like that because I'm going to come dressed as an Ewok.
Yes.
I'm coming with him.
Yep. Maybe we miss it. May 4th is yesterday, so that might be a bit dated.
I love it. Though.
Brendan has his own lightsaber, actually.
Yes, does?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Did you go make yours in Disneyland when you went there and you could make your own? Or how did you get one?
I get
legitimate.
It's legit.
Princess Leia and Obi-Wan Kenobi. And It's a real one.
I can see. Yeah, oh, is that your guys' Halloween?
Yeah.
I can see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Did you win a costume contest? Because that's a good one. Both of you doing that is a good one.
It helps to have an architect in the family that knows how to build the entire stage.
Wow. You guys are a good Star Wars couple. So that being said, Kevin, I like that you guys are going there. I mean, kind of you're the director of marketing. What else do we see, Brendan? You kind of came up with this too and doing this. Is it Little Brother's direction?
No, I think you'll see an expansion into other medicinal crops as well. You know, we're already studying mushrooms as well. We've sequenced, 80-some genomes now?
84 that are public, and there's a bunch more behind that that are still working their way through, but yeah.
And you guys both talked about that in the keynote speaking. You touched on it. The other keynote speaker touched on it last night as well.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to really bring medicinal crops sort of out of the shadows and into the light. And, you know, this is a good forum to do that because there's a lot of medical benefits for a lot of medicinal crops that have been... shelved.
I mean, it's kind of a platform that once you have the analytical chemists that know how to monitor these compounds, you have the physicians that know how to deploy them appropriately. Cannabis is just the best place to start, but you can easily fork that same thing off and look at Psilocybe cubensis, which are the organisms that make psilocybin. Psilocybin, for the audience who doesn't know, is the magic mushroom that if you take a lot of this, you'll hallucinate, but at lower doses, they're showing a lot of promise in treatment-resistant depression, cancer anxiety-based depression. Probably going to see some evidence of this, I bet, in PTSD as well. There's a lot of promise in those compounds as well, and there's no reason this audience can't tackle that problem either.
Yeah, I'm microdosing now.
Right now?
I'm just kidding.
You know what's crazy though is
there was several people that came
so
up to me and told me that.
That
though,
say
I was,
that,
I'm
like,
just, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I got family friends that live by me, right? And these dads, and they're like, dude, I've been doing it now all the time. And they're going, and they're like drinking less beers. They're like
absolutely
hanging out, just having a good time. Going, and they're just sitting there drinking water, going, dude, I just took this little piece of chocolate.
Well, someone gave me, not here, but near here, they were like, here, and they gave me like two little ones. They're like, if you ever microdose, try these, you know. I was like, oh, cool. And it's starting to become more of a casual conversation, you know. It's like before, you say you got mushrooms, I was like, I got mushrooms, you know. And it's like, holy shit. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever tried mushrooms. Have you guys all tried mushrooms?
I have, yeah. I haven't.
No, you haven't. Yeah, you should try them. It's actually pretty mellow, as long as you're with the right people. And you don't, it's just like cannabis. You don't want to jump in and go too high. You could always downsize, you know. And but I did. I tell you what, I went to see Dave Chappelle on Friday night. This is before someone attacked
before
him
on stage.
It was 2 days
was
before.
Was that you microdosing? Yeah.
That was Christopher
they
Wright.
They broke my arm. It's not past me, you know. I've done some crazy publicity stunts. I went to go see him, and my buddy's like, you know, here, take, you know, four of these, and they're great. And I'm just like, oh, I'll take two, you know. And I just took, like, two little, like, caps or whatever, and it was great. I had a great time. If I would have took four or six, I might have been feeling a little bit uncomfortable because, you know, you have to be in a good place, and there was 1,000 people there, and I, you know.
More like 10,000.
Yeah, there was, like, the 10,000 people. Yeah, it was the Hollywood Bowl. And so there was a lot of people there, so I wouldn't have felt that comfortable, but I think there is definitely a medical side to it as well because I was pretty calm, and I felt really, really, you know, comfortable, and I was really zoned in on the show, and I wasn't, like, overwhelmed with people. As much as we're in the entertainment industry, Joe and I have been involved in the entertainment industry much longer than just this show. You know, when people come around me and start touching me or saying hello or want to, you know, come around me, I don't like it as much as you'd think I do, you know, being in front of all these crowds. You know, there's times where I'm in front of, like, you know, thousands of people and I'm doing my show, but when I'm done and they want to be around me, I get very uncomfortable. And I felt really comfortable at that show on the psilocybin. I wish I would have known what strain it was and had more of an understanding of what I was taking. Which is why we're doing these shows and events.
Well, is that something too that you guys want to bring here, Brendan, as far as you said that, you know, you want to experience it more? Is there going to be a whole section of the mushroom area of the you know, pills and
or is it going to be specifically focused just on that?
Well, no, I think what you'll see over the years, just because I think the scientific community is waking up to this, more and more abstracts get submitted that contain this. I think Martin Lee was here last year, or last CanMed, speaking about some of the biochemistry behind this. This year we had many more people talking about it. Probably, I think I saw maybe five or six talks talking about psilocybin. One breast cancer case actually was resolved with psilocybin and cannabinoid oil treatments, which was a really fascinating story. So there's a role for these in cancer too, and we got to keep our eye on this is like cannabis was maybe 10 years ago. Like everyone talks about psilocybin, right? And like everyone talked about THC, you know, 10 years ago.
I agree.
But we know there's like psilocin, there's this other compound called originasin, there's one called baocystin, there's a couple derivatives of these molecules as well. And then also makes these beta carbolines, which are things that inhibit your liver's ability to digest these things.
Wow.
So your potency may not just be related to how much psilocybin's in there. It might be how much psilocybin's there plus how much beta carbolines you have. This is something that's familiar with ayahuasca. Ayahuasca is actually a combination of DMT and another compound that's a liver inhibitor, a monoamine oxidase inhibitor.
I've heard of it, but I've never tried that one.
Yeah, so it has a similar kind of dual function where two compounds, you know, one psychoactive and one slows the metabolism of it. So same thing's going on in some of these mushrooms. So we're going to have to learn about that whole entourage effect in mushrooms. So there's a whole new field there that is just getting started, and we've got a great path to follow here at CanMed because we've been through all this for the last 7 years doing the same thing at cannabis.
You've watched the transition. You know the flow. It's like, okay, cool, same concept with this now.
Yeah. Well, and if you have to take it global, I mean, this needs to go many more people to help hundreds of millions of people.
Sure.
Right? I mean,
I agree. And all this, CanMed, do you guys go global with CanMed? Is this like in Australia or something like that?
It's only done once a year locally here.
In Pasadena only, that's it.
Well, that's historically it's been here besides Harvard Medical School. But, you know, people are requesting for us to move it around. I think we had someone at the conference that asked us to bring it to New Delhi. We had another group just ask us to bring it to Asia. So,
My opinion, I just want to raise my hand here. I think this is a worldwide event, and this is the most amazing event I've ever been to in my life, and I'm not kidding. You ready for this? I'm looking up because I want to be how vulnerable I want to say, and I'm going to say this. I'm having a lot of problems at home, right? This conversation right now, when I went home to my wife last night, this was a great conversation I had. As you can see, I'm not even wearing it, but it was a great conversation that I had because it brought me together to be like, this was the best time I had.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you also literally microdose? Did you?
Yeah.
No, but that's why I said I didn't want to be vulnerable because I'm being serious.
No, we know.
I'm being serious. Like, you guys, I'm not even joking. Like, to me, this to me experience, talking and seeing what you guys have built is something I want to support in my life to be like, I helped with that. Because this is the type of event that needs to be worldwide.
Yeah, it does.
It's the type of people, it's a quality. It's quality over quantity.
If you hear me and you hear me getting emotional, hear me now, believe me later, folks. You'll be like, that's why Joe loved it, because he wasn't bullshitting.
No, he's not. I know you're not. And I encourage the audience, go and have a look at some of the case studies that get presented here.
Yeah.
There was a wonderful one, I'm going to murder his name, Jaime, I think is his first name, about his
wife.
His wife.
Yeah,
had his breast cancer thing.
Jaime.
Jaime and Nicole.
Story. Talk Jaime about a hero, Nicole. Huh? You know, he really just dove in and started figuring out how to grow all this stuff himself. He grew his own mushrooms. He ended
and to figure out her breast cancer, for her breast cancer, he figured out the exact regimen to solve for hers.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, not only are we talking about them, to give them the shameless plug.
Grace Health.
Thank you, Grace.
Jamie and Nicole.
And here's what's funny. Are you ready for this? For them Graces, that just one of the other nurses, I forget her name, the tall one, we're talking, and the tall nurse going, Joe, I was just in the, hold on, and I've heard, you need to be doing the CB or THCA, blah, 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 right? The nurse is coming out here talking to me, which is all the love here from this place. Yeah. Me going, oh, my God, I can't believe this nurse is coming talking to me.
He's starting to, and then she goes, he's got a dispensary in his pocket right now, so he's just.
Hold on, I feel like the Brady Bunch right now. Hold on, let me pull my buddy Christian.
There he is.
I didn't know you were here right now, Christian. Sorry. I was making fun of you. I didn't even know you were here. I'm glad you got to hear that. That being said, she tells me as she comes out of a, she came out of a seminar to talk to me and goes, Joe, you need to be taking CBDA. And I go, oh, my God, you're right. And I'm going, hold on. I just talked to some people at Grace, the people that were talking. And they said, and I pulled out just like this. I pulled out this one first, and I pulled out my second one. And it's CBDA. So my point is, everybody here is speaking the truth, spreading the knowledge.
And his foot's up, right? Not because he's comfortable, because he just had a massive surgery, right?
I had major foot surgery 3.5 months ago, so that's why the nurse came to talk to me. That's why
Take
I
put, that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I just took some earlier.
Yeah. Here's the coldest part. Ready for this? I feel a little...
The well, pain's still there. For 23 years, too, by the way.
So I really am in tune with my body, right? When I take something, I know what I'm taking. I can tell you what I'm feeling.
Yeah. No, I've got herniated disc in my back, and it makes a huge difference.
And I just took this one for the first time today. I took a half of one because the nurse advised me, which was even better. And once again, folks, get this advice, because I love that she goes, take a half of the... I would do a whole thing just because I'm an overdose. Hence, I've been sober 23 years, but I'll do it all. So I put the half a thing under my tongue.
So microdosing's not in the equation?
Well, it is now. And I have been hitting the pin since I've been sober with pain. But my point is, and I preach that to everybody, but I'm saying my true story is I've been sober 23 years because I'm an addict and a maniac. And those are folks out there that I just tell my story. So therefore, I tell you my struggles. And when I take something like this, my struggle is I want to take it all. Because that's what I think all and more is better. Hence, learning here at this program at CanMed, lower numbers are even better for some people. Once again, my addict mind thinks higher numbers, everything's better.
Yeah.
I learned here from educated people. Now it's changing my whole dialogue. It's changing my whole view and look on life, you guys. This week changed my life and view on cannabis. And that's fact because of what you guys have put together. And that's the God's honest truth. Because I used to look at it, and I'm not embarrassed to say, higher, bigger, and better.
Well, and for Joe, it's been a drug, right? So he's very afraid, like you know, we'll be in the, a studio setting, and people would smoke, and he'll be like, you guys are doing drugs, you know what I mean?
Well, not drugs. I don't smoke weed. I'll hit a pin,
but he won't smoke a joint.
But barely,
you know what I mean?
Pins
because
now.
It's a drug for him, right? And that's because he's had issues with it, right? So for him, it's like, smoking a joint's a drug. And I'm like, well, it is, but it's not like smoking a crack pipe, Joe, you know?
But I look at it as medicinal medicine.
Yeah.
For me, Joseph Lopez does not want to smoke a joint to find out where he goes after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's afraid.
I will smoke a pin for
which is crazy because we're like, really? Like, you know, it's like,
yeah. And I say this to people, that's when you know yourself because I know myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, 23 years, I know me.
I got a question for you guys. You know, there's a lot of people that have been involved here to make all this work. So can you guys please like share with some of the great, people that
help put this together?
That help put this together, guys.
Well, I think Doug Kennedy needs a shout out for certain, but I'll also pass it down to Cayenne. She's been a lot more involved in this than I am. I'm the nerd that just follows along.
there's a huge team on the medicinal genomic side, so it's hard to name everyone, but obviously Doug Kennedy has been, he's the director of CanMed. And then Advanced Nutrients is our event partner. They've been an incredible support from the very beginning.
All the way back to Harvard.
Mike's a good friend of ours, and he brags about you guys heavily.
We've got Agilent. They've been really supportive. Dimitrix Illumina, Advian Intertim, Maryland University Integrative Health, and Supercritical Labs, Eurofins, and Encore Labs are our big sponsors. And then, of course, our Coffee Talk Lounge sponsor was Medicine Women Health.
Fantastic.
Which has been wonderful. Yeah. And supportive of this event.
Sure.
Yeah, Advance has been great. I mean, they've been here since the beginning, and Mike's always wanted to push science and innovation into the field. He also has a warm heart. You know, he's trying to get back to society through Humanity Heroes. So, it's a good partnership.
I also want to just thank the CanMed advisors, and they've been really, Bonnie Goldstein and Dustin Sulak.
Sure.
Ethan Russo. I'm on the spot here, but... our advisors are the reason why this event is so unique, because it's an independent voice, because the abstracts get submitted and then the advisory team reviews them and picks them to whether or not the science is, cutting edge science, and it's not a pay to play.
Which is huge, by the way, you guys. I mean, because a lot of people are either, one, calling them to pay them, or two, paying them to, or they're paying to be there. You know, like, oh, you want to be on our panel? It costs you money. Or you want to be on the panel because we're going to pay you. You guys are really just making them apply and to something that they want to be involved in to get the recognition, which I think is fantastic, by the way.
It has to be data-driven. I mean, that's been our belief from the beginning. Too many conferences are pay-to-play, and you buy a podium spot, and then the speakers get diluted because it's commercial.
Yeah.
So this is all about just trying to drive cutting-edge science into the field that's going to make a difference, foster, you know, collaboration in the field. And
yeah, I think there's another important aspect that happens that's probably less well televised, which is that just before CanMed or during it, the first day of it is usually a medical practicum where the physicians can come in. In some cases, there's like CME credits that they can get based on teaching other physicians cannabinoid medicine. So part of this is not just spreading the word amongst everybody interested in ag and in the analytical chemistry side, but also getting the physicians to share notes so more people can learn about how to treat more patients here. And that has been a fantastic success, the medical practicum that we run. And you get some of the more fascinating questions in there because you hear doctors asking medical questions that you probably wouldn't hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
They ask questions about dosing and about tolerance and like how to do this in children. Like these are sometimes third rail questions that physicians need a forum where they can actually talk about these things. It's not like a lot of this information is readily published through the peer-reviewed journal system because there's still a stigma in the
and
field.
And they can't talk about it, in fairness, Kevin, because their licenses are on the line.
Exactly.
So they can't go openly and speak on this. No. Come on.
Yeah, it's like
the wife, the husband's going, quit yapping. You're going to lose the job. You know what I mean? They can't do that, Kev. It's like, and even you, when you did this genetic thing and you put your information, you made it public for people, and you're leading by example by doing things like that. If these other doctors can continue to lead like that and talk openly, whether they're not saying this is the proof, but let's just have this open dialogue, say what we know, say what we think, give our theories, and see how far we can push the envelope.
Yeah, the openness is really key. I mean, that's one tenet here is that we try to get all of these videos of these speakers to the extent that we can public within a reasonable time frame so that the world can see this go on. If you can't always get here, I always encourage to get here because really the conversations between the talks are where all the magic happens. You can certainly get a videotape of this. You won't be, it won't be as easy to ask a question or talk to the person offline. But the openness of the conference, I think, is what really gets the word out and magnifies the message.
Well, and in fairness, too, you say you can't talk to the person. You guys have mics in there on the big speakers, and you can actually direct
participate.
A
you can participate, which is and ask questions.
Unique here about this one about Cameron, which I liked. I mean, yes, there's a lot of expos. Anybody have questions? But you guys have mics on both sides. Let me tell you what it reminds me of, by the way. I've worked in media for a long time. I've worked at Fox Sports, NBC, all these whatever.
The biggest,
Lakers,
the biggest
in the world. I've been the World Series, Super Bowls, NBA Finals. This right here, where you have it set up, is like the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Okay?
It really is.
I'm sitting
exactly
on the side, two mics on each side like that. Or they have a person with a long on a pole, and they walk them, when it's full house, too.
They'll go to people.
My point is I've been on those things, and what you guys have here is first class. Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, AV's intense.
You know what I mean? It's great. It's the same level when I'm at the NBA Finals, folks. That's
straight
exactly
up
what it is.
It's exactly
I told
same
Blue
line.
This. I go, Blue, this is exactly this is how it was.
The rows, the way it's broke down, the flashing
I felt like
the rooms,
I was back there again. That's exactly how I felt.
Awesome. You guys put the extra
Thank you for putting that professionalism in this, is my point. Because when I seen this, I was like, wow, this is what I'm used to.
Because we get to go to a lot of them, and they're just, they're great, but they're
not professional
quite
like this.
It's different.
It's different.
It's for a different audience.
Yeah.
Although I think everyone could learn from this because obviously we're trying to lift the entire field. But this is really.
You put the bar right there. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The bar's up there.
Yeah. That's all Doug Kennedy. Doug Kennedy has a lot of connections and he got the screen in there and it really brings it up. Level.
If this is the first time it's like this, Doug, you did a great job because I'm telling you right now, player, this is exactly what I see at the NBA Finals. This is exactly what I see at the NCAA Finals. This is exactly what I see at the Super Bowl. Good job.
Yeah, shout out to Doug.
When people find out what we do, there's a lot of volunteers, and Doug is very good at bringing them in. There's a lot of folks that want to help out on this.
It's legit, guys. Yeah. Everything about it, anything we can do for you guys, we're here. We're a platform. We want to be utilized to help promote something this wonderful that you guys are doing. So please utilize that from us. Is there anything that we're forgetting that you guys would like to get out on this platform before we let you guys go?
Well, obviously, I'm going to tell everyone to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter at CanMed Events.
CanMed Events.
CanMedEvents.
Oh, one more thing. Kevin kind of mentioned about the videos that go live. We've actually cataloged, because of COVID, we had a lot of time. We went back and cataloged all of the past presentations since 2016.
Yep.
They're all available for anyone to watch. You can go to CanMed Archives. You can search for cancer. You can search for genomics, whatever thing you're looking for. You'll find all the speakers there.
I'd like to share those links with our audience and stuff on our site and stuff like that. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting.
I'm going to go home and show my wife that. I didn't know that was on the site.
Yep. It's great content.
CanMedEvents.com.
Yeah.
It's all free for the public. We just want to educate people and move the industry forward.
And just to tell you, my wife's a PT, right? So she's a physical therapist.
Oh, she's going
to
love it.
That's what I mean. When I talked about it to her last night, she literally goes, that sounds like the type of expo I'd like to go to.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. It's not like the ones that we go to in Vegas.
We get booked all around the world and stuff to go to these
like,
things.
This isn't like I was in Washington. She goes, oh, my God, I just seen you in Washington and you're on stage. I'm like, no, it's not like that. It's totally different.
Well, it's like that, but it's not like that. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like that there, but you're not like that. It's there. Right. She doesn't know.
Well, the crowd, the audience, the expo is not that type of expo, but... Thank you, guys, and thank you for saying that. And once again, please utilize us. Anything we can do, we love you guys.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.